Sufficient by Telesilla, read by Helen 78. Good, Rodney's voice says softly. Yeah, that's right. John drops his t-shirt by the side of his bed and looks at Rodney. What now? Lie back on the bed, Rodney says. On your back, shoulders on the pillows, legs spread. He smiles, just one corner of his mouth crooking up. Come on, Colonel, look decadent for me or you don't get what you want. John looks at Rodney, who looks far better in his field gear, minus jacket and tack vest, than John would have expected back when they first met. Rodney will never be totally buff. He still likes his chocolate too much for that. But several years in the field have pared him down quite a bit. He looks dangerous, and a little hard. And for a moment, as John's mind goes to a familiar place, he's tempted to say word out. I hate that you've had to become a soldier here. Rodney gives him a curious look, and John pushes his guilt aside and takes a deep breath. Safe-wording out would be stupid. They've cut a rare day off, and if there's one thing life in the Pegasus Galaxy has taught everyone, it's to seize the moment. So he smiles and leans back against the pillows, all casual and loose-limbed. That's me, the Calvin Klein underwear guy. He's rewarded with a slight gasp from Rodney, who leans forward on the chair and looks at John intently. John can feel the focus shifting, and wow, is that cool or what? He's got as much of Rodney's undivided attention as anyone ever has, and it feels incredible. Licking his lip, he runs his hand across his hip, trailing it over the smooth cotton of his boxer briefs without actually touching his cock. Tell me what to do, he says. Rodney pauses for a moment and then nods. The inside of your elbow, he says firmly. Use your nails first. John loves the way that Rodney goes all curt when they're like this. He's nothing like his usual talkative self. Since they started playing this way, John's let his nails get a little long. Nothing that will get in his way, but long enough to scratch with. He drags them along the inside of his arm, digging in when he gets to the sensitive skin at the inside of his elbow. It feels good, much better than if he did it to himself without being told, and that's still a bit of a shock, really. Not the pain, that's nothing new, but the idea that he can hurt himself and have it be this good. His fingernails are digging into his arm hard now, and he squirms on the bed, hard as hell and frustrated. Stop, Rodney says, and John bites his lip and obeys. He glances down at his arm. He hasn't drawn blood, and if anyone asks about the marks, there are excuses John can use. Pinch yourself. Rodney's staring at John even harder now, and John can tell that this is working for Rodney. Here, Rodney says, reaching up to touch himself on the inside of his arm, a little below his armpit. Not too hard at first. As he reaches up and pinches his arm carefully, John pouts a little, mostly to get a rise out of Rodney. He does. Rodney snorts. Oh, please, you look ridiculous when you do that, you know. He pauses for a moment. Okay, harder now. And yeah, that's good, and John forgets about making faces. He's got a nice bit of skin and flesh in between his thumb and forefinger, and when he twists it, the bright flare of pain makes him gasp. Oh yeah, you like that, Rodney says. And John can hear the empty space, almost hears the words Rodney leaves out. Before he can say something stupid, do something stupid, like tell Rodney that it's okay to say whatever he wants when John knows it's not, knows that he can't take that, Rodney continues. Harder, he says. And his voice is stern, and that, yeah, that's a good sound for him. John can feel himself sweating as he pinches and pulls at his skin. He's panting now, stunned at how much pain he can produce with just two fingers. Oh yeah, Rodney says again, and out of the corner of his eyes, John sees him standing up. He watches as Rodney comes to stand over the bed. Rodney's cock is pressing against the front of his BDUs, the hard bulge made even more prominent by the straps of his thigh holster. Reach down and rub your cock, Rodney says. Don't stop pinching yourself. In fact, do it as hard as you can without stopping. It's clumsy. He's pinching with his right hand, and that's hard to accept. He isn't wild about Rodney watching him so closely, as if he's sure John can't do it and is a breath away from pointing that fact out. It's good enough that John closes his eyes and decides he can deal with it, because he knows his own limits better than anyone, and so the pain is close to perfect, and John doesn't want to do anything to stop that feeling. So fucking hot, Rodney murmurs, and John feels better about things now. He pinches down a little harder, groaning against the instinct to stop. Please, he gasps, looking up at Rodney. Not yet, Rodney says, his hands going down to his fly. Back off however you need to. And John knows that Rodney's being generous. Once Rodney's cock is out, John stares at it, remembers the taste and heavy feel of it in his mouth. Rodney's hand wraps around it, and yes, in his case, the big hands mean a big dick, and John almost forgets to keep pinching as he watches Rodney jerk off. "Don't stop," Rodney says. John is sure he intended to be curt, but he's panting, obviously close to coming. "From watching me," John thinks, whimpering a little as he pinches down hard again. "From knowing that I'm such a... from knowing that I do this because he told me to." "Oh, fuck," Rodney moans. "John..." He's coming then, and John can feel it hitting his skin as Rodney gasps harshly. "Jesus," Rodney murmurs a moment later, and then his voice hardens again. "Do it. Hurt yourself and come for me." John's fingers clamp down hard, bringing tears to his eyes as he shoves up against his own hand. The orgasm hits him like a brick between the eyebrows, and he can hear himself whine in the back of his throat while his vision goes a little dim around the edges. His hands falling to his sides, John closes his eyes as he lies there panting. He has a pretty good idea of what he looks like, his gray shorts dark and wet around his softening cock. Rodney's looking at him, John can tell even with his eyes closed, mouth working a little as he holds words back. John's arm burns where he pinched it, and he can't help wondering if Rodney could have pinched harder. Would those big hands with their clever, capable fingers wring even more pain out of John than he could himself? He feels Rodney move and opens his eyes, just as Rodney sits down next to him on the bed. "God, that was really good," Rodney says, before leaning over to kiss him. And it was, John thinks, as he kisses Rodney back. It was, and sure, both of them are probably thinking that it could be fantastic, but really good along with everything else they have. It's enough. End. This has been a reading of Sufficient by Telesilla, read by Helen78. For more works by Telesilla, visit archiveofourown.org/users/Telesilla.